There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. It's that hour of radio that you've been waiting all day for. Like, all day for. And I get it, because I've been getting all, like, the telepathic waves here, and I'm super excited today to talk about something that you as a real estate investor need in your business. Technology, home automation, and why you should really ultimately care about what home automation can bring you. So I went out and sought some of the experts, found one. His name's Sean Miller from Point Central. And I'm going to pick his brain a little bit about why home automation really matters, right? It's something that sometimes we just ignore. But is it worth ignoring? And for how long? Sean, welcome to the show.
Avi, how you doing?
Good. Awesome. Give us a little background, man. Help me understand who you are, what you do, what Point Central is, what need does Point Central serve in this space?
Yeah, so who I am, I'm the president of Point Central. I've been a geek my whole life. I've had the pleasure of working professionally in technology for about the last 10 years, and specifically around this idea of IoT or home automation. What Point Central is we're a subsidiary of a larger entity called Alarm.com. Some of your listeners may know Alarm.com as a security system in their home. What we did was took that sort of rock-solid foundational technology and built a platform to use that same technology for property managers, right? So how do they deploy this technology in a way that helps them drive operational savings, helps improve the safety of the property, but then also gives them an amenity that residents today are asking about it and looking for when they're out there looking at homes to rent.
Gotcha. And so, you know, we talk about automation, we talk about this technology being used in homes, and then more specifically now rental homes. What type of advantage do I gain as an investor by having home automation in my rental properties? And then my initial concept of this is, sure, it makes sense, but is it necessary?
Yeah. So you can answer this a couple of different ways. Let's start if you think of an unoccupied home, right? This home automation system in there is going to do things like watch the thermostat for you and make sure it doesn't get set to ranges that are running up electrical bills when someone's not there, but still keep it cool. So when people see it, they're not uncomfortable. It can also watch things like humidity. It can watch if temperatures get too low, so make sure any pipes don't burst. So really sort of be an eye on the asset when the property manager is not able to be there. There's also services like unattended showing. So if the property manager chooses to let people in unattended or just wants to use that technology to augment them showing the property or letting workers in to do work, they're not running out to the property to hand out a key or figure out what happened if a key got lost and dealing with all the madness and safety concerns that mechanical keys bring. So in an unoccupied property, we argue that the savings you get from time and risk management easily pencil out and make sense. When you get into an occupied property, you get a lot of those same benefits. You can know if there's water leaks. You can know if a HVAC system's underperforming. But then we've seen overwhelmingly, you know, a third of households, say, in the U.S. have a form of home automation, at least one device. Rental properties are severely below that because it's been more complex. You know, if you're a renter, how do you bring home automation in without ticking off the landlord and or the owner? But once it's there, we see overwhelming adoption of renters, you know, wanting this and citing this as a reason they chose a home.
So that's interesting. How do I install this software and this hardware? And we'll get to the hardware and software components and pieces in a second. But that's a really good point. How do I install this? Obviously, I want to make sure the home is in good shape and not intrude on the tenants. How do I make that happen when I have tenants?
Yeah, so the good news is how to do this is, while I'm a geek and I love to tinker with things, I'm surrounded by people in my life that are not, and they remind me to always make sure that it's really easy to install. It's the core of our system is a cellular hub, so think of this as a cell phone that sits in the house. It communicates to all the devices, and it transmits that data out. What that gives to a property manager is a reliable connection that's not relying on if Wi-Fi is in the house, and also a secure connection. Wi-Fi has challenges. Wi-Fi and other technologies like Bluetooth have challenges with. They weren't designed for security, first and foremost. We're able to encrypt all the device communication to the hub and then encrypt it again over the cellular line to make sure that no one else interferes with it. So to your point of the resident's privacy, you know, this is essentially a way to make sure that no one's interfering with that. The lock replaces a standard deadbolt. The thermostat replaces a standard thermostat. So we see most of the systems get installed in about 20 to 25 minutes in an average home. So relatively easy to sort of get up and running. And then we also, you know, we have a user interface that the property manager can use to sort of set their configuration. What temperature do they want? Who's a provider that's maybe going to do painting that they want to have access? And once that's set up, the system does a lot of it on its own. And if you use one of the property management softwares that we integrate with, then it even automates more of that because it's constantly seeing what is being done and what status changes there are.
So for the listener, let's maybe break down, again, kind of like the software piece and the hardware piece, right? The hardware piece, you install like a thermostat, and then that will remotely update, let's say, whether it's via Wi-Fi, anything like that. It will update software that I can log into and track what's going on with the property. Can you just maybe break that down for me, rewind for a second, and help me understand how all of that functions together and fits together like a pretty awesome little jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, so the thermostat goes on the wall, talks to our hub over a protocol called Z-Wave, and then our hub talks to our cloud. Avi, you're the property manager, so you've already bought this. You've gone in and told this house, hey, when you're unoccupied, I want you to be at 78. And when you're occupied, control goes to the resident. So I'm going to see this property. I'm going to show up. Let's say I make a tweak with your thermostat and set it to 76 because I just want to touch the shiny object on the wall. You know, the system's going to see that and reset itself back to 78 because it knows you told it it's unoccupied and you want it at 78 when it's unoccupied. Then later when I come back to you and decide, hey, I want to rent this, you're going to mark this as occupied, and our system's going to see that, and then tell the thermostat, guess what? Don't listen to Avi anymore. You're going to listen to the new resident. The resident's going to get an app to be able to control it. They can also just touch the thermostat right there, or they can use a fancy voice device like an Alexa and bark commands from across the room to it.
So that's pretty nifty. So we're essentially looking at technology that we're finally using as a tool to help us make really actionable decisions. And what type of metrics can we get from this? Are we, like you said, we're tracking temperature, we're tracking humidity. What other indicators should I be paying attention to as a result of home automation that will help me just be more aware of what's going on in the home?
Yeah, so the two devices that we see the most value from when property managers first start with home automation is the lock and the thermostat. The lock, what you get in an unoccupied setting is you get to know who entered, when they entered, and for how long they're there. So let's say if you have a contractor coming who's doing some work and they told you they were there for 3 hours, if you ever wanted to audit how long they were there, you can actually log in and see what time they entered there, what time they closed the door at. And that may or may not show you if they're there for 3 hours or not. You can also make sure that if someone else, if you have an inspector who's supposed to check on properties before they're marked as ready to show, you can make sure that inspector is actually seeing all the properties and doing that job. On the thermostat side, we're going to send you data. Once it's, you know, when it's unoccupied, we're going to let you know if there's any issues, like it's getting cold, or do you want to turn the heat on, et cetera. But for the most part, it's going to manage the temperature that you tell it to do. Once it's occupied, again, that control goes to the resident, but what we're going to tell you is, again, something is too cold, too hot. And then also, we're going to provide you analytics of how the unit's performing based on all the other units in that area. We collectively have 6 million homes running the platform, so we can tell you if a unit in Phoenix in the summer should take 2 hours to cool 4 degrees and somebody takes 6. We can let you know that there's an issue there.
So I want to talk more about that, because now you're telling me that I can compare and contrast my unit to others around the country. Think Realty Nation, more with Sean when we come back. Make sure you visit Point Central as well. Super cool stuff. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Borrow better with 5Arch Funding. 5Arch provides short and long-term fundings for experienced residential investors, mortgage brokers, and private lenders. Their fast funding solutions cover a variety of investments, including fix and flip homes, single-family and multifamily properties, and rentals. In addition to lending in most of the 50 states, 5Arch also works with foreign-owned entities and IRAs. 5arch.com/borrowbetter. 5arch.com/borrowbetter.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents
patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar, and my guest that's riding the airwaves today, Sean Miller from Point Central. We're talking about home automation. Before the break, he said something very interesting that kind of perked my ears up a little bit, where he said, we can monitor your house, and not only are we going to monitor, say, the humidity in your home or the temperature in your home, but we're also going to compare it to data from similar homes in a similar area. Sean, that is incredibly powerful stuff. Like, that's an indicator that I definitely, absolutely want to know how is my home, my investment property, performing against others in the area. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So one of the big things we think that home automation can provide to people is this idea of analytics. And as the largest provider smart home services and security services with our parent company in the U.S., we have a large pool of data to work from. And the first deliverable we had from that was this concept of HVAC analytics. So that, to your point, Avi, maybe in the Phoenix area, we have 30,000-plus homes running a version of our platform that we can collectively look at, analyze, and without knowing the individual on the property, say, look, I know on average if your home was sized properly, you should take 2 hours to cool 4 degrees in the middle of summer because that's what everyone in the area is performing at. Mm-hmm. And the second we see one deviate from that, we can trigger a notification to the property manager that says, hey, we just noticed this unit, it only took, 4 hours to cool 4 degrees. So the good news is you don't have an angry resident right now, but you have the opportunity to get someone out there and take care of a repair or a maintenance item at a realistically lower cost point than if you waited several weeks or several months until that unit got close to failure or in failure. Then you have a big cost replacement. You're rushing to get it done because you have an angry resident. And so the power of the technology helps avoid all that.
So it really helps me be proactive, right? And as an investor, why is this important for me to be proactive?
Well, as an investor, right, being proactive is always great because, A, in today's world where everyone can post a review of everyone else, there's the customer case inside, right? You don't want your residents staying in that home or your collection of homes was a bad experience. You also want it from your owner standpoint and from your own business of managing costs. When you have to be reactive to things, that's when you have to spend more to get things taken care of, right? That's when the HVAC unit blows up on a Saturday and you have a HVAC professional who has to charge a time and a half rate to get out there on a Saturday to fix it. Had you had known about the problem earlier, you would have been able to take care of it at a lower cost point at a scheduled time when it's at least normal labor rates and you don't have that angry resident. So I think, realistically, that's where property managers are looking for technology today to help them, right? Just being the shiny object that maybe a renter will pay for is one thing, but being a tool that they can use to run their business better, that's real dollars in their pocket.
And when we talk about optimization as well, you're right. That is real dollars in my pocket with margins now that I'm increasing over time because I'm being significantly more efficient than, say, some of my competitors, and or I'm just reacting quicker to issues that may arise. But then with the monitoring, I get the proactiveness as well. So I'm winning on both sides of the coin here. How is home automation different from a single-family home then versus multifamily, say duplex, tri, quad, or maybe even larger multifamily units?
Yeah, so the good news is that base technology works the same. There's a few nuances to multifamily, especially if you go from to a high-rise multifamily, then applications like access control and card readers come into play. The good news is we have solutions for all those. So from our standpoint, you know, there are different asset types. There's some uniqueness to it, but the general need of the property manager looking to have operational savings and the resident looking for that money are definitely the same. Actually, one thing unique about a multifamily that's commonly seen, not as common in single family, and in the multifamily world, there's this concept of permission to enter work orders. Mm-hmm. When you sign the lease, you're essentially giving the right for them to come in and fix something for you while you're away at work. And in that world, our system even helps make it easier because now when that work order is filed, it automatically generates the access code from our system, sends it to the technician. When the technician enters, the property managers know they entered. When they leave, they know they left. The resident knows the work was completed between these set hours with done convenient form, and the property manager didn't have to sit there and have a technician come to the central office, find a key, check it out, go to the unit, do the work, come back, return the key, et cetera. They typically cut 20 minutes out of a job just by dealing with that key management, and that's in a centralized building.
And as we know in the real estate world, time can be money, even though in life in general, when people tell me time is money, I kind of laugh because I think that's an insult to time. But in this case, you know, but in this case, it really is, right? Like now I don't have to have my guy or my gal go out there to make unnecessary repairs that they're for a very specific reason, and they're in and out in a flash. And I think that is really, really nifty.
I haven't ran into a maintenance person yet who tells me they've got lots of free time in the day. So every time they get a few minutes back to do more jobs, that's great. Or if it's an outside provider, right, you're saving cost on that job cost.
That's right, 100%. So when it comes to so we talked about the operational savings in both occupied and unoccupied properties. We talk about the single-family home versus the multifamily residence. If I'm an owner, let's say I'm an operator of a multifamily apartment complex that's 100, 150, 200 units plus, is this important to me? Because then this just seems like an overwhelmingly large amount of data.
So I think it's definitely important to you, again, for the reasons mentioned, that there's already people in this space starting to deploy this. So this is a question of either you use it and use it as a tool to improve your business and stay in the lead pack, or sooner or later the others force you into it and you're behind because you don't have the data. There is a lot of data there. Last year alone, we generated over 20 billion data points. But what we do is we know our job isn't necessarily just data dumping 20 billion data points onto our property management customers. Our job is to take that data, analyze it, and provide the useful bits of data back. So like we're talking about the HVAC analytics, you don't necessarily care where the thing's bouncing around. You can log in and see a chart if you're willing to HVAC charts. But we want to tell you when there's a problem so that you know you can go then take action and be proactive about it. Or let you know a notification about a thermostat and you know where the temperature's at, or a door that didn't lock when someone thought they closed it. That's what we want to do, is turn data into useful data, not just raw data.
So I can see this definitely being of use to domestic investors, international investors, even out-of-state investors. Right. The Think Realty Radio is broadcast now, I think, everywhere from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we're always expanding radio stations in our coverage areas. And so for those California investors, for example, California, Seattle, New York, you know, y'all need to be looking at more affordable markets to invest in, because, you know, $1 million in California gets maybe 200 square feet of space. So if you're looking at the Midwest, or you're looking at the Southeast United States, say Atlanta or Dallas or Miami, Orlando, Gainesville, Florida, whatever that looks like for you, you need to be able to be proactive. You need to keep an eye on what's going on. And though the property manager's monthly reports on here's what happened, here's the good, here's the bad, here's the ugly, here's the great, even though that's good, it's always a little bit reassuring to know that there's technology that's there that doesn't necessarily only have a human component to it. And I think that's very interesting to think about as we progress into a world that's a little bit more AI, that's a little bit more intelligent, and now we can use software to utilize this data to spit out results that's very actionable for me. That's what Point Central can help you with. So, Sean, what's the best website for you guys?
Yeah, the easiest way to learn more about us is to go to pointcentral.com. That's PointCentral.com.
Awesome. PointCentral.com. Check it out. Think Realty Nation. Tuesdays will never be the same. That's because starting Tuesday, October 23rd, Greg Rand and I will host an entire episode of The Power Play every week. The Power Play has gotten such a great response, and we knew 10 minutes a day isn't enough to answer questions and talk real estate. Mark your calendars. Tuesdays are now Power Play Day. Get into a real estate of mind now at thinkrealtyradio.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar, your host of Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Sean Miller of PointCentral.com. Check him out, PointCentral.com. And we talk about home automation. We talk about the use of technology for the greater good, for the greater good, really, of our portfolios, our single-family rental portfolio, our multifamily rental portfolio. And then we realize something. We can actually put this in place so that we have actionable data points to use and make decisions. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to numbers, right, Sean? It all comes down to numbers. How much is this going to cost me? Hardware, all the services, installation costs, both from the single family end, multifamily end. Do you offer discounts or bulk discounts? Give me that entire run through.
Yeah. So our standard system is someone's managing less than five homes. The hardware costs less than $600. And will cost less than $15 a month to manage. If someone's managed at significant scale, there's a little bit of discount that one of our consultants could walk you through. But the reality is we are trying to, deliver the best platform out there to everybody and not necessarily tailor it towards one side of the market or the other. Even at the smaller unit pricing, we see property managers deliver an ROI of 30% or more on the system. And so we're proud of that, and we really, want to make sure our system delivers the right value.
Awesome. So in terms of recurring services, what does that look like? Is there what should I expect in terms of deliverables from a recurring service?
So what the recurring service does is essentially enables the platform to continue to operate and continue to provide new services like analytics functions. So it also powers the cellular connectivity to that hub. So like we talked about earlier, for us, cellular is a differentiator because, hey, when a home's unoccupied, there's not typically Wi-Fi. Even when it is occupied, you don't know if the resident has it or not. Wi-Fi drops. That's why we see our Netflix pixelate as we stream the new episode of Stranger Things or whatever we like to watch. And so cellular gives us that reliable connection to make sure what we need to get data out of the house, when we need to push an access code for a plumber to come in and fix a leaky faucet, that we know it's going to work, and then again, make it safe and secure.
Gotcha. So again, for me, it's all about being proactive, right? That's what really helps me to make those decisions on the single family side and the multifamily side for the home automation piece. What do you feel is the ROI for investors? Is there a percentage that you've gotten this down to? So if I spend X amount on home automation, then I should see a return of X or of Y percent. Is there a number like that out there?
There is. We publicly say that anyone who buys that base system that costs $600 and paying $15 a month sees a return of at least 30% on that system. Just when they add in things like unattended showing and HVAC maintenance, the analytics and how they can reduce maintenance costs, getting an amenity the resident will pay them. We see 3/4 of residents easily pay over $20 a month for the service. So when you lump all those together, you see an ROI of at least 30% a month. It's not uncommon for us to have property managers come back to us and say that they saw ROI significantly greater than that. And when I say significant, maybe something where the payback was 18 months or less. Just because once they start to use it and they see how it removes and augments a lot of their existing processes and gives them data back and makes it easier to control, they find a lot of time savings that they didn't. They don't go on vacation with that new time, right? But they're able to deploy their time in different parts of their business that are probably, more proactive or more revenue generating than necessarily sitting there and managing who has a key or what's that thermostat set at, et cetera.
So help me understand how this remote showing works. That's kind of a new concept for many of our listeners who are thinking, has technology really just taken over even gaining entry into my house?
It definitely allows entry in the house. So the way it generally works is with our technology, you can allow unattended showings. So a property manager could essentially have a link from their page showing the property to a website we own called unattendedshowing.com. On that page, someone would be able to put in that property address, register, see what times are available to go see a house, check on it, and then go. They'd receive the code that lets them into that house. That code is only variable, works in a very finite window. So if you're supposed to be there, obviously, too, it's going to let you in and let you in for a certain amount of time, and that's it. And then a notification can be triggered to tell the property manager, once you're there. So then they know that, you know, maybe give you a call or an email to follow up and see what you thought of the property. And then, you know, when the person leaves, they enter a code to close out. And again, then you know that that property manager knows that house is now, you know, the door auto locks and the thermostat goes back to normal and nothing's going to run in a way that's going to either waste money or be unsecure.
Do you think that with all these notifications, the property manager would just get annoyed? Right? Like, wouldn't they get annoyed if I have 200 properties? Well, let's take a more realistic example. Let's say I have 35 properties and the property manager keeps getting dinged with stuff via email. Like, is this something that I should be expected to be charged more for on the property management end?
No, definitely not. So, you know, 35 properties, you know, on average, maybe you'll have one or two that are vacant a month. So, you know, those properties, you may get a little more notifications as people come in and out. If you choose to receive them, you can choose not to. You can choose to get them via email, not via or over text, sort of to your preference. Mm-hmm. But the reality is those ones will drive a little more notifications. But once a resident's in there, the only time you're getting notified is when something's gone disarray, right? Again, there's a water leak, there's an HVAC unit misperforming, et cetera. So therefore, those are, I think, the calls and the notification the property manager is going to want, because, again, it allows them to start being proactive and not hearing about it from an angry resident weeks later.
That makes sense. I mean, and for me, from an investment perspective, I would much rather want the notifications, right? Like, I think for me, I would feel a lot safer knowing this is what's going on in my property, this is what I have to do for it. What are some of the mistakes that investors make when it comes to home automation in terms of hardware and software when they're doing it themselves? What should they watch out for?
Yeah. So as a person who's also who owns and has owned different investment properties myself, I can tell you that, and being a self-prescribed geek, I went out there years ago and tried to do things myself, 5+ years ago when this stuff started coming out. And I think there's the assumption of, you know, I can just buy the hardware. I don't need the monthly service. I can make this all work. And I think the reality is what you find is it's difficult to make it work, right? It's difficult. All these different devices have all separate apps that all do different things and don't talk to one another. And the reality is what we provide on that recurring monthly services is that bringing everything together in a logical fashion so that we know what the entire household is doing and then only telling the property manager what they need to know, or only flagging, giving the resident access to things they should be able to control, and making sure that that's all done securely and reliably. So you're not trying to be the property manager / IT person / troubleshooting, et cetera, right? You can just deploy it and it works as a tool.
So how easy is it to deploy? If I'm just kind of tuning in at the end of your segment, right? Like, should I expect for this to take a couple of days, a couple of months? Is there a reasonable time frame?
Yeah. When someone signs up with us, you get assigned to a project manager who would, whether you have one property or 30 properties or 50, they're going to sort of walk you through as you order it. Mm-hmm. They're going to walk you through how to use the system. You can ask some questions over, you know, here's what I really want to do, and they'll show you how to make sure you start that at first and really sort of tailor it so that you don't get you don't drink from the fire hose, that you're able to just sort of start and do the things you want at first. And then as you grow into it, we have online training or those resources you can call into and get more info. But the installation takes 25 minutes to less, so it's pretty easy to get up and going.
So, Sean, all I'm hearing is efficiency, and being proactive and more efficiency. Thanks so much for joining me on Think Realty Radio. Certainly appreciate your insight.
Yep, pleasure to be here again. Thank you.
All right, Think Realty Nation, head on over to pointcentral.com. Get in touch with Sean, his team, about how home automation can really serve you well in terms of being proactive and making sure everything is taken care of just like you would want if you were there every single day. All righty, don't go anywhere. We have the Power Play with Greg Grant coming right up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today. Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Lamb. Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar, and I would say regular contributor, co-host of the Power Play, Greg Rand, is on the air with us as well. Greg, as always, welcome to the show. Hey, hey. All right, today we're talking about government intervention in the housing market. Many of you thinking, well, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing, sometimes it's more of a bad thing than a good thing, sometimes it's more of a good thing than a bad thing. Greg, help me, like, get through the weeds on this.
Right. Well, that's great. So the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? I think people would expect a free enterprise entrepreneur type like me and like you to want to resist and push back against it. And when this question came up recently, it was in the context of some things that were being done, like Airbnb being outlawed in a lot of places, which is, you know, neighborhoods complaining about people coming in and being transient in a neighborhood. But it also had a lot to do with kind of like when the cab companies said, we don't want no Uber around here. Right. So we have a little bit of that going on.
Yeah. And they said it just like that. We don't want no Uber.
We don't want
the
no
most
Uber.
Grammatically incorrect sentence ever.
I'm not picking on the cab industry. I just know they were not. It was unequivocal.
They were not happy.
And so like Airbnb is an example. HOAs that are heavy handed, homeowners associations that are heavy handed about investors owning property and getting in the way of people. These are all things you need to know. Environmental mandates, you have to put solar on your property. That kind of thing is catching.
It's catching a little wind in California right now. Absolutely. A lot of new construction.
It is. Yeah. It is. But you know what? What I want to draw, I want to bring everyone's attention to the government's role in the housing market and how powerful. One of the reasons why this market is so powerful, we talk a lot here about population trends and demand and those kinds of things, but I want to draw your attention to three things. One is that when you buy a piece of real estate in this country, you are, if you get a loan, you're required to get title insurance, okay? If you don't get a loan,
that's
you
right.
better get title insurance. And what they do with title insurance is they research the chain of title. So everybody who's owned that property since the Pilgrims came, that is on record at the local municipality. And when somebody comes along and buys it, all the old liens have to be cleared. All the old encumbrances have to be dealt with. And when you get the keys, you get clean title, and you can get a fairly inexpensive insurance policy against that, which means you pay $1,000 or $2,000 for title insurance. And if someone does show up in 5 years and say, hey, wait a second, I have a mortgage on that property, I have a judgment on that property, it's okay. Well, you're going to get paid if you have one, but the insurance company is going to pay it. That is really powerful. The idea that every time, like it's a brilliance in the design of our market, that every time properties change hands, they don't mandate it in between. They don't say, okay, we're going to make sure that every property in the country has clear title. They just wait for the person who wants to sell it to sell it, and the person who wants to buy it is going to require clear title. They're going to be represented right. And that's very, very big. And that happens because every single square mile of this country is governed by a local municipality. They've got the housing records in there. When you close on a property, you have to record your deed. You bring the deed down there. It gets recorded. That entire industry has now consolidated all of that data into one big, massive national housing database.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a national housing database that is verified every day by human beings on the ground who record that deed. That's a very powerful thing. What it means is that you're not going to have your property taken from you after you buy it. Another example is the mortgage industry. Not everybody understands that if you could go to, you know, Wells Fargo Bank or Steve's Mortgage Company, or Quicken Loans. And the application process is pretty much the same. The information you have to provide is the same. The qualification standards are the same.
Yes, the underwriting is the same pretty much.
Yep. Yeah, the pricing is basically the same. Who's, you know, Quicken's going to try to do it faster and cheaper. The local guy's going to try to do it with more hands-on customer service. But one way or the other, people need to understand that the housing market's resilience has to do with the fact that people can't afford to buy much sooner because it only requires a down payment, a credit score, and a job. And that is a government program. Fannie, Freddie, and the FHA are essentially government programs that were designed to promote home ownership. And what they gave us is ubiquity when it comes to financing. It's available to anybody who qualifies. It doesn't take you but 5 minutes online to figure out what you have to do to qualify. And it's designed to help you qualify when you're ready for it. So that's another thing that allows you, when you own property, that you want to sell it, you have the knowledge, even if you don't know it to articulate it, it's out there that when you sell the property, somebody who wants to buy it has access to ready financing to acquire that. Government's involvement provided that.
So for those of us listening, you might be thinking, well, I look at the government and I don't want the government involved in my deals, right? But you kind of showcase that without it, we wouldn't have the very clear-cut system holding title to property that we do today. And otherwise, we might as well start investing in other countries. I think very recently you and I covered that on an international segment where you have different countries that it's very difficult to understand the clear chain of title, the clear chain of ownership for these properties, right? It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's ruinous. If one real estate, if your real estate port, if you spend your life building real estate, a real estate portfolio to live on in your old age and pass on to your kids, and somehow it goes sideways on you because of a chain of title issue or something to that effect, we don't have that here. We talked recently also about the hurricane. There are places in the Carolinas where you're required to get flood insurance. I own property in Charleston. I'm required to get flood insurance. That's an uninsurable thing, okay? Buying real estate in Charleston that has flooded like five times in the last 100 years, it is uninsurable. The government mandates it, and the government backs it up so an insurance company can actually sell it. So I am able to insure the uninsurable, and if I get flooded, I get covered. And it's all because the government says we don't want to have our coastlines in the southeast be like a no man's land, right? We don't want to have it be the only people that can actually live in Charleston, South Carolina, are ones that can afford to buy property and then have it taken away in a hurricane and lose it all. So they've done great things in terms of being able to protect us and give us a kind of a level playing field with the rule of law underpinning it all.
That's right.
So that we can play on the surface here and the rules are set and the league is in place and you can take your risks and you can win and you can lose, but
all depending on strategy. Yep.
Yeah. And execution and not some unforeseen heavy hand of government taking it away or doing a sloppy job of enforcing laws.
Why is the MLS a good thing?
MLS. Okay. Excellent question. So this is a market that is extremely friction-free. And what I mean is, if you're buying real estate, you today can find out almost everything on the market because of the MLS. You can figure out pretty quickly what these houses are worth. You can educate yourself on valuations. If you're selling your property, you know that you can hire any real estate company in town and that property will sell. You know what the market is worth. And that does not happen overnight. The multiple listing service, the industry of real estate gets picked on, and you know I pick on them on the show all the time, right? Because they're easy to pick on. Yeah. I also come from that world, so it's like it's okay, right?
I mean, but you and I also have a habit of picking on each other just because it's also easy.
That's true, because we love each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though you call me, what'd you call me, bougie or something today?
I don't recall.
Okay, we'll get to that in another segment. But this is a really powerful thing. I want people to think about this because realtors get kind of a silly rap of not being the most serious industry in the world, okay? And I come from that world, so take it as coming from a place of, you know, I care about you, but that's a fact, you can't deny it. But every real estate company in every town in America contributes all of their properties pretty much to the multiple listing service. They then draw on all the properties contributed by everybody into that multiple listing service. And what it means is that there's ubiquity. I can walk into any real estate company and get access to everything. The MLS is governed by local boards of realtors that then report up to a national association of realtors. So when properties sell, what they sold for is also recorded into the multiple listing service. That has given us things like the Zillow's estimate and other automated valuation systems that give people the ability to know pretty much what a house is worth without having to even do any paperwork on it. The multiple listing service makes it so that when a buyer wants to find a property for sale, they don't have to go to every different real estate company to find out what's for sale. They're able to find their way to the property that makes sense for them. And the same benefit for a seller, your property finds the right buyer.
So if it weren't for these initiatives, if it weren't for government saying, hey, you know what, we need more standardization, Zillow wouldn't exist, right? Redfin wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be able to tap into the APIs and pull down data that we need to make decisions. So keep your eyes open and trust that there are definitely these powers in play that are looking after you. But you know what? There come some challenges with that too. You just gotta have to work on both ends to make sure that you're covered. Greg, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Get in touch with him, ownamerica.com. Have questions for me, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And until next time, Think Realty Nation, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.